Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the third parak of Maseches Basra, parak Cheskas Habatim. Says the Mishnah, Cheskas Habatim, Vaboros, Vashichel, Vamaros, Vashachavos, Vamachatzos, Ubeis Habadon, Beis Hashlachim, Vavadon, Vukal Shuos, Aperus Tadir, Cheskas and Shalashanim, Miyom Liyom. If you're unable to produce a document that says that you own a piece of property or a bar or any sort of hole in the ground that has water or any dovecote or a bathhouse or an olive press or a field that needs to be irrigated or any servant or anything that produces some sort of payros on a consistent basis, and you don't have the document that says that you are the owner, if you can prove that you've been there and you've been acting as the owner for 3 years, you don't need to produce a document. That is good enough. Stei habal cheskas shel shanim ve'inam yom liyom. A stei habal also has a cheskas gimel shanim. Stei habal is a field that is sustained by rainwater, so it only produces annually, produces fruits annually, so it also needs a 3 year chazaka, but it doesn't need to be 3 full years miyom liyom, just 3 seasons. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shlosha Chodashim Barishon Shlosha Vachronos Shemas Uchashbemta Rishmon Asr Chodesh. Rabbi Shmuel says it really only needs 18 months, because 3 months of year one, the full 12 months of year two, and the first 3 months of year three. Rabbi Kiva Amar Chodesh Barishon Chodesh Vachronos Shemas Uchashbemta Hare Arba Asr Chodesh. And Rabbi Kiva says the first month of year the last month of year one, the 12 months of year two, and the first month of year three. So total of 14 months. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bamedvar Mamurim. So Rabbi Shmuel says, when do we say that you need 18 months for stay habal? When is that true? B'stei lavan. That's only if it's a stay halavan, where it gets harvested, it's a grain field that gets harvested all at once. Aval b'stei ilan, but if it's a field with trees, kanasas tuvuaso, masakas esaf, kanasas kitso, harei l'shol shanim, then 3 harvests of different types of produce that you do at 3 different times, counts as 3 years. So you don't actually need 3 years, you just need 3 harvests. Mishnah Beis, Shalosh Haratos L'Chazaka. There are 3 sections of Eretz Yisrael that are distinct from each other, that if you have a Chazaka in one of those places, and the owner, the previous owner of that land was in another place, your Chazaka doesn't work, because we cannot presume that he's heard about the fact that you are living in this field for him to be able to come and make a claim against it. The whole reason Cheskas Gimel Shanim works is because you're living in the field, and if the other guy really owns the field, let him come and complain. Why didn't he say anything about it? So there are three separate regions where we don't assume people have heard things from one to the other. Yehuda, Ve'ever Yardin, Vagalil. Hayib Yehuda Ve'hechzik B'Galil. If he was in Yehuda and the Chazaka was happening in Galil, B'Galil Ve'hechzik B'Yehuda, Ein Chazaka Che'emo B'Medina. It's not a valid Chazaka unless they're both in Yehuda or they're both in Ve'ever Yardin. And even though they may be in different cities in Yehuda or different cities in Ve'ever Yardin, that's going to work because there are Shayaros Matsuyos, because you have people traveling constantly from one to the other. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo Amar Shal Shana Mekadei Sheyebas Pamya V'yachzik Shana V'yelch V'yodiyu Shana V'yavel Shana Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the reason of the requirements of 3 years of Chazaka is not because we assume that for the first three years a person is still going to hang on to his shtar and then he'll probably just throw out the shtar or discard the shtar. No, the reason for the Chazaka is because no one would ever let someone be in their property for even a single moment without saying something. But the owner of the property may be a year's journey away from the property. So if you're in the property, then someone's going to need to go for a year to let him know, and then he's going to have to come back for a year. So that's where... That's why you need 3 years of chazaka, and therefore in places, the 3 parts of Eretz Yisrael where shayaros are not mitzuyos, where the travel is not easy, you do develop a chazaka in 3 years. We happen to not pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, but that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's review what we learned today. In the first mission, we said that a chazaka is developed over 3 years of time, but 3 years is not necessarily always miyom liyom. Rabbi Shmuel says sometimes it could be 18 months. Rabbi Akiva says sometimes it could be as little as 14 months. Then Rabbi Shmuel adds sometimes it could be as little as 3 harvests if it's a stay ilan. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that there are 3 different regions of Eretz Yisrael for chazaka purposes, in the sense that if the owner of the property is in one region and the property where the chazaka is happening is in another region, then even with 3 years you don't have a chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda says you'll always have a chazaka with 3 years, because the purpose of the 3 years is to give a person travel time, even if he's in a totally different country. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.